Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, no news is not always good news. I just want some Marvel to tell me something about something, but we got a small rumor to talk about, and then it was lots of feedback. Let's do this thing.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
I'm Ashley Coffin.
Ashley.
Back again.
Back again, baby.
Wow.
Ow.
What you got? What you got news-wise? I'm excited.
It's so funny when you start like searching the news, like when I search like the news for the week and like see what comes up, you know, start looking around the internet and even hit the dregs of like, you know, whatever websites that aren't confirmed news and stuff and just see. And it's like this week, it's like top 10 scenes in Marvel, you know, like half of all the news is just like people, right? People doing what we're doing basically, which is like trying to come up with something to talk about this week because they're still not putting anything out, which is crazy. Marvel almost always... Like, it's such a drought right now. I don't know if we've ever had a drought like this where it just feels like they're just putting nothing out. Because normally there's at least some casting news or some, you know, date news or some sort of news happening. There's really not much. The only thing that I had that was pertinent to even talk about, really, was it's being rumored. This is a rumor. This is not confirmed. But it makes sense as a possibility that Kit Harington's Black Knight has been removed from Blade.
I'm okay with that. I feel like let Blade have his moment.
Yeah.
Unless we're doing the Spider-Man thing where everybody's already supposed to know who he is.
Yeah. I think I'm fine with it. The only thing that makes me sad about it is it's like the last time we saw the Black Knight, we heard Blade's voice. You know what I mean? Like off camera. So like I need some, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like clearly they planned something and now they're not doing it, which is just, you know, always a little uncomfortable. Makes me sad. Makes me
maybe
feel
it's for
weird.
A TV show. Maybe they're going to do Midnight Suns or something. Didn't they say they were going to do that?
No, they've never said it. But we've been speculating about it for a while because they are doing a Midnight Suns video game. I think is maybe out already. But we've been speculating it for years because the Dark Universe is sort of starting to come together. You know,
things are
starting to feel like, oh, there's something going on here. There's something afoot.
There's werewolves by night.
There are werewolves and knights and all that. And Blade is talking to the Black Knight. But to me, it sounds like this is a good thing. It sounds like we know there's been a lot of reports of Mahershala Ali pushing back on the story and trying to like trying to refine the script more before they get started.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to guess, this is that classic Marvel thing that we've always had struggles with the creators, and it's like wanting to put more of the ongoing universe stuff in and less of the, you know, and in lieu of more story that focuses on our hero. And like I think generally they've done it tastefully, but if they were pushing something like the Black Knight into the story and he really didn't fit, then and Mahershala Ali was like, no, let's make this a Blade movie. Like let's, I don't need the Black Knight to show up. We need to tell a Blade story, you know?
Yeah. And I'm okay. Like, I'm cool with that.
Me too.
As long as they have plans in the future to put them together. Don't do that and then never go back to it. Don't act like we don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, we remember. There's very few things in the MCU that I can look at and be like, they did that and then it made no sense. But that would be one of them. That would really annoy me. So I'm upset about it in that respect. I am happy for them if it's because they want to make a better... Like, let's say maybe they'll throw that in the post credits. They'll give us a great Blade origin story, and in the post credits, he goes and meets Kit Harington or whatever. Like, yeah, we see it from his perspective, you know?
Oh, I'd love that.
That would be really cool. Something like that would be fine. I just don't want to see them drop the thread completely, I guess.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
But again, that's a rumor. We don't even know if it's happening. It, I guess it kind of lines up with other things we've been hearing, so it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, poor Kit Harington.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he was like projected to have this big Marvel career after Game of Thrones ended, and then it seems like this stuff just kind of is fizzling out, and now he's doing, I guess this is rumored, or maybe it's not, I don't know, I'm just throwing it into the ether. He's doing the Jon Snow.
Oh, they're doing a Jon Snow show?
Yeah, I think so.
Weird.
I think so. Okay. Maybe.
That would be interesting.
I think it's called Snow.
Huh. Interesting. Well, that's a name they give to any bastard, right?
Right.
Maybe it's a story of various bastards or something.
It's in the works, it says, as of this article from February 6, 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
They did a lot of in the works stuff for Game of Thrones, and it seems like they sort of developed them, and then they, you know, a lot of them let them drop.
George R.R. Martin confirmed it on his blog. He says, yes, we are doing a Jon Snow show. The working title for the show is Snow.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens, you know, because it seems like he's getting pulled in two different directions.
It just depends on how long, you know, like we're talking about, like House of Dragons, you know, it did that show and it was wonderful, but it was like, what, 7, 8, 9 episodes, I think?
It's 10.
10?
Perfect.
But yeah, it's 10 episodes, but then they're not coming back for 2 years.
I know, which is why I am 300 pages into that Bible-sized book, and I will tell you that only Corus Velaryon has been born. That's how much information. I'm not even to the story yet.
Yeah, oof.
But I had to start watching Game of Thrones over again, and it is insane how much stuff they say in that first season that has so much to do with characters that were from, you know, 300 years ago with the Targaryen dynasty,
right,
like Maegor and all this stuff. Sorry to derail it, but yeah, it is fascinating to be hearing everything, and I'm like, I know! I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, oh! I know who all of you is. I know who you're talking about. I know who your uncle's uncle is.
I get that reference. I understand that reference. Oh, man. Good stuff. Yeah. So it is a bummer if that he gets relegated to Game of Thrones. But, it, you know, who knows? These days they do those 10-episode series. And it might just be that. Just might be the whole series. You know?
Yeah.
They might just be like a short run. It might be the situation where they do a short run and then, like, you know, maybe they give him 2 more years between seasons like they're doing with House of the Dragon. And
yeah. Just don't see what the show's going to be about. I mean, problem solved, right?
Yeah, I do think that, like, it seems like Game of Thrones ended in a place where the problem of our age has been accomplished. And sorry, guys, if we're just talking Game of Thrones here, but like,
sorry.
Yeah, no, it's interesting to see. Yeah, I don't know what they'll do with that show either.
But Kit Harington.
Kit Harington. Let's hit some of this feedback. How about it?
Let's do it.
We got one of our patrons, Dylan James, says, "What's up, pandas? Let me start by saying that this podcast has been such an amazing nerdy comfort. Living in New York City, there's a lot of daily downtime during my subway commutes. Mm-hmm. I've definitely laughed out loud on the subway multiple times and looked like a psychopath." And then in parentheses, he says, "Holes." "I just wanted to deeply say thank you to Matt, Jeff, and Ashley, and all the other amazing people that pop up on this show. MCU Podcast was my gateway drug to Source Pages and Bill and Ashley's Terror Theater, which are also so good. I know it's custom to say I love you 3000, which I do, but I'd rather go on my favorite line. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all."
This is the third time today we have discussed Guardians of the Galaxy 2 in some way.
Yeah, it is. That's exciting.
Like, if you all think so that we don't always just talk about Marvel, we do.
Yep. I think one of those was off mic and one of those was on mic. We're just over talking Guardians. All right. Well, hey, thank you, man. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're loving our show over on, you know, Bill and Ashley's Terror Theater. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill and Ashley's
Terror
Theater.
Getting some love.
Check it out, guys. That's another endorsement, not just us. It's a Dylan James endorsed podcast. Go check it out. But thank you, Dylan. That's very kind. Very, very kind.
Yes, thank you.
And thanks for being a patron. Absolutely. This one, somehow we didn't make it to it last week. So we're going to get to it. This is another one of our patrons. I'm sorry. I know we've talked about it before. I don't know how to say your name. It's Nietzsche or Niche. I'm thinking it's Nietzsche.
That looks Nietzsche. Give us some phonetical spelling because we'd like to say our names right. I don't want to keep saying it wrong, especially for our beloved patrons.
Yeah, exactly. I like that too. And I think I'll remember because I'm saying Nietzsche because
Nietzsche?
Yeah, Nietzsche is like Nietzsche. Whatever, that philosopher.
It sounds exotic and sexy.
But see, this thing, you got to help me remember though. Jeff was always really good at remembering everyone. They'd give us a pronunciation. Then 2 years later, they'd write it in again. He'd be like, oh no, it's this. I remember.
Oh no, I cannot have that on my shoulders. Yeah, I can't even say people's names as it is.
Right. We'll have to do our best. We'll do our best. All right. Thank you for being a patron. And they say, hey, pandas, just listened to your Take After 1 Week episode, and man, I gotta say, love the love for Ultron.
Mm.
I generally go back and rewatch random scenes that I love, even if I don't have time for a whole movie. And I think I've seen the first half of Age of Ultron like 100 times. I love the opening battle scene. I love Tony, Bruce, and the science montage. I love the party scene. I love James Spader's opening monologue, ending with him singing the Pinocchio song. I definitely agree the name is the biggest issue. So, propose we pop through the quantum tunnel back to 2014 and change it to Ultron's Awakening.
Ooh.
Mm. Also, I know they already kind of did this in What If, but I would still love to see a live-action Avengers movie set decades after Ultron wins the Battle of Sokovia. The beautiful thing about the multiverse is that we actually could get stories like that without changing the main timeline. On a separate note, I know it hasn't been officially announced, but with how season 1 of Moon Knight ended, I'm assuming there will be a season 2 at some point. I guess Marvel slowing down production probably puts Moon Knight season 2 in 2024 or maybe even 2025.
I don't like that.
Oh, I hate that. I feel like they have an opportunity to do something very cool with Rama Tut and some time shenanigans from Moon Knight. Ooh, that's true.
I would love to see those two together. Big time.
Yes. Season 2. Especially if we end up getting it in close proximity to Kang Dynasty, which comes out in May of 25. Any theories of how Moon Knight Season 2 might tie in with Kang Dynasty? Thanks as always. Love you 3000, Nietzsche.
I love all of that.
No, for sure. I definitely want more of Moon Knight. It's one of the best things we've gotten in Phase 4. I mean, I say that. I love so much of Phase 4. I really do. I know we
Multiverse
like...
Multiverse of Madness. Don't you dare.
Yeah, Multiverse of Madness is so good. Moon Knight's so good.
Yeah.
Loki's so good. Like, there's just so many things I just absolutely... WandaVision. Like, there's just... It's a wealth
too many.
Of great things.
Top 5 are pretty solid.
Yeah. They really are. And they can't just let this character of Moon Knight lie... But I don't know if they're going to have time for a season 2, especially with all the moving all the shows back and stuff. But
throw them in a movie, I'm cool.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Exactly. Like, that's the beauty of this universe, is he could show up anywhere.
Yeah. I feel like they got pushed to announce a season 2, because I remember they said they weren't doing 2 seasons. And then all of a sudden they're like, surprise, we are, maybe, sometime, maybe.
Yeah, well, but they had that ending filmed.
But that could go into a film.
Sure. It just feels very much like they are preparing for something more with Moon Knight. I don't know what, but they did, talk about a season 2 toward the end of season 1. I'm all here for it, man. I want anything. And the fact that Rama Tut is right there with it. Now, what I'd like to see is a previous avatar of Khonshu, who is Moon Knight, like fighting Rama Tut in ancient times.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because then you get a whole new Moon Knight.
God fights.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like with Rama Tut and the avatars already existing, like it's just a matter of time before we get a really good like God fight versus Kang. I love it.
Me
too. So I want a season 2. I don't know when they'll do it. If they do it, I hope they do it before Secret Wars, because I think like him being involved in Secret Wars would be really cool, and getting the character more fleshed out would be great. But if he just shows up in a movie, I ain't going to be mad at it.
Not at all. I mean, I'm hoping that's what Avengers and stuff is good. Like, if the next Avengers movie isn't everybody who's new, what the hell's the point? You know, put them together.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because in Endgame, you don't... My problem with the first Avengers movie has always been there's very little character development in the first Avengers movie.
Right.
It's still a fun ride, but like... What they had to do to make Endgame and Infinity War interesting is they had to remove a bunch of characters so they could have focus, you know? And there's so many. Like, we lost a couple in Infinity Saga, but not that many. So there's so many still existing. And now right. We have so many more. If they try to throw them all in this first Avengers movie, I feel like Avengers is going to just be insane.
I love a team up. I can't.
I do too. I almost wish they'd do like smaller team ups first or something. Get me used to how these characters interact.
It's the only reason I think that they might do it that way is because it's Kang and there's going to be so many of them. It's the perfect way to use everybody if you wanted to, because there's so many. And I don't know how they're going to deal with that many Kangs without all of these people who we know.
Absolutely. And with Secret Wars, you don't even really have to like have a, like, once you establish that that exists, that Battle World exists or whatever, you don't really have to have, like, a reason for everyone to fit together. It's literally the toy box gets dumped out and everybody just gets to play.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Like, you don't need to, like, justify yourself. It's just like, yeah, everyone's just in here. Like, you're just doing it.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, up next we got a couple audio feedbacks here. We mentioned it on the show, but you can do an audio recording on your phone, which is probably the best way to do it, and then just email us at mcucast@gmail.com, and we'll get those right here. We got the first one up from Todd.
Hey guys, how you doing? I hope you're all good.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't really got any feedback, to be honest. I sent my Quantumania one in a couple of weeks ago, but I've just listened to the cast where Ashley said that basically if you're from outside of America... it'd be good to send a voice note in. So that's exactly what I'm doing. Sorry it's not a sort of sexy French or Italian accent, just boring old Southern England. But yeah, listen, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you guys and your podcast. I've been a listener for a few years now. In actual fact, with the exception of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I've gone back and listened to every cast you've ever done. So thank you so much for the hours of entertainment at work. I hope you're all doing good. And I'll send some more feedback in soon after the next content, whatever that is. Guardians, is it, I think, or Loki. Anyway, take care, guys. Thanks for everything. Speak to you soon.
Hey, Todd, thank you, man.
That was great. And let me tell you something. You roll through Wisconsin with that accent, and girls are just going to throw their bras at you. Guys, too.
Yep.
Whoever's are going to, you know? Think,
you call it boring and uninteresting Southern England. Like, we find it exotic.
I love it.
Got to get over stateside, man. Like, just clean up. No, it's great. It's wonderful. I just realized this was the week. These two came in the week that you asked for more accents, so I'm wondering if both of these audios will be accents.
I hope so.
I know you
I
do.
I don't really have any content. I just want you know, to hear me talk. I asked for it. Baby gets what she wants.
Todd, thank you so much for going back and listening to the old episodes. That means a lot. We have almost 800 episodes in the feed now. Do you realize that?
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I was kind of hoping we'd hit 1,000 around the 10-year mark, because... we're almost to the 10-year mark, and so like 1,000 in 10 years would be really neat, but I don't think we're going to make it.
We could really try. We'll put up a bunch of 10-minute videos.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We got a lot coming.
James Cameron it.
We want to hit the 1,000 mark. We're just going to start throwing everything out. And I say 800. It's actually, there's about 14 lost episodes, so there's 800 in the feed, but then we have like... whatever. So it's like we're
lost
like
episodes of Stranded Panda.
Yeah. We're at like 8:15 or something like that. So that's fun. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
And that's so cool. I'm always blown away when people go back and listen to all the old stuff. Like, people find us, whatever, and we can tell it's happening because we see in our statistics or whatever how many of the downloads for the day came from like old stuff, and it's always like a ton. And so thank you guys for listening to all that. We hope it's enjoyable. We hope you like it. All right, up next, we got David Kirby's feedback. Here we go.
My buddy, David Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening? My favorite embarrassment. Just a couple things. David from the Essex in the UK, of course. Just a couple things listening to the feedback on Ant-Man. So, I've only seen it once. I want to try and see it again. I don't know if I'm going to have time. But in the trailer, it made it sound, Kang said, we'll give you more time, right? But that was, they lied to us. We know we like them to lie to us, but they did lie to us because that was, he said that to Janet, right? But he didn't say that to Scott, which is what I thought it would be. My main gripe, I did enjoy it, I enjoyed it a lot, but my main gripe with that and with Thor is, I honestly believe they're panicking about the length, of the films. They don't want to make it a 3-hour film, and I think we're getting shortchanged out of that. I think we're missing stuff. I think there's plot elements that are getting taken out to try and keep the length of the film down, which I think is definitely left me wanting more from Ant-Man and wanting more from Thor. One other quick thing as well, I saw it in one place that I cannot remember. They said about they were thinking of doing these little shorts about the DD Department of Damage Control that would tie up and clean up little elements. So things that have happened within the film that you come away thinking, oh, I wonder what happened with that. They were going to make little shorts of that. I don't know if that's something that any of you guys have seen anywhere else, but I was thinking that would be quite a good thing. Sort of. So with regards to Luis, maybe that could be, he could be involved in that. So they clear up every element within the films. They clear those bits up with little DO, Department of Damage Control shorts, like they kind of did with the one shots in the first phase and stuff like that. Sorry if this has gone on a little bit long. Love you all, 3,000, and keep up the good work. Patreon member representing here. So, yeah, all good.
Okay. David, from inside of a washing machine.
Bringing out that energy. I love it.
No, I loved it, too. I'm going to try to do my best to fix some of the audio there, but if it's bad, I apologize. There was a lot of, like, washing machine. It's not like he was inside of a car wash. Again, a great accent, though. Great accent.
It was amazing. Just so much passion, it sounds like, you know. Energy and passion. Right. Yeah. Yo. So that's what I want. Thank you. You made my day.
So funny. You just like different accents. You assign different emotions to, you know, like that accent. There's a lot of excitement there. Like, no, it just made me not, but it just sounds like it does.
We just heard two very different English accents, right? So I'm Todd said he was from Southern England, right? Southern where I wonder England, where if David's like London or like where.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe London's in Southern England. I don't really know my geography of England.
Me neither.
But it is that's what I love about doing this, is not only getting to hear different accents, and it's just crazy. It blows my mind that people listen to us in other countries. Like, I still can't get over that, like the big little world of it all. But yeah, hearing the different accents in the different countries is just so cool.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you, David. Let's see, on his issues that he brought up. So we've been talking a lot about how the content seems to be changing, like the rewrites. And then with Thor, they seem to have taken a lot of dark stuff out. But David brings up a totally different point, which is maybe they're just trying to keep them shorter, which is something we've talked about wanting. But like, if they're removing some context or removing important scenes, we don't really want that,
I would have taken the 4-hour Taika cut of Thor Love and Thunder if they were going to put all this stuff back in there. Keep it rolling.
Yeah. I know you would. You would. For sure. As for the Department of Damage Control thing, I have not heard that rumor in a while. They did have a Department of Damage Control show they were working on, like, I don't even know, 6-7 years ago. Like, back when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was on the air, it was supposed to be like I think it was even before they were mentioned in Spider-Man Homecoming. There was discussion of a Damage Control show, but it just never materialized. So I'm assuming I haven't heard anything since. So maybe it may be a small rumor story that we just missed, or it might not have maybe a rumor that wasn't true. I don't know.
Yeah. I just feel like they've been talking about that for so long. And then when Spider-Man came out, I was like, oh, they're actually going to do this. And then, but I want them to do it like The Office, like make it funny. You
know, yeah. Did you see the DC show that tried to do that?
Maybe thought that that's what this was. Was that on HBO?
No, it was like an ABC or something. Okay. Like that. What was that show called?
It's like Damage Control.
No.
Like something. It was like Cleanup Crew or something.
It was called Powerless. I just found it. It's called Powerless. I actually loved it. They kind of loved it. It was a comedy. It had Alan Tudyk in it, Danny Pudi in it.
That's fun.
And an actress who I think people know, but I do not. Vanessa Hudgens?
Vanessa Hudgens?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Singer chick.
Okay. Right? She was like the main character. Also Ron Funches, like really good, some really good people. And it was just a comedy, but it was like a workplace comedy. It wasn't Damage Control. Like it kind of was. It was like they were like a company that worked on I think marketing products or something in a world with superheroes, and so they had sort of like superhero adjacent products or something like that.
Interesting.
It's hard to even remember, but like so they would have encounters with superheroes in their daily life, but the idea was they were just like a little office that was doing their thing, you know. But it was in DC, and it came out around the same time they were talking about the Damage Control show coming out, and I wonder if that shut that show down or not.
That's a good point.
It was too close to what they were planning to do or something, and they just didn't do it. Or they saw it and were like, no, we don't need to do this in our own thing. It's a little broader comedy. It's more like ABC comedy, like ABC Family comedy kind of show.
Did it get canceled?
Yeah, it lasted one season. The first season was good, though. I did watch it.
I went to TV show heaven.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't on Fox?
I don't know. Let me see.
They kill more TV shows than any other
network. Yeah. It was on NBC. That's where it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was good, but it's like very much network comedy kind of thing. It didn't feel too groundbreaking, but it was fun that it had all the superheroes in it. And it was like in the world of DC, so they would like mention real, like, you know, like superheroes you would know. And they had other like small D-level superheroes and villains kind of show up on the show. Like they'd be fighting outside the window and stuff. Like it was just like kind of weird.
That's funny.
It was fun. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got next? Up next we have Mark Keller. He says, hello all. First off, as a pediatrician
just
listened to your first Ant-Man feedback episode, if any of you ever have questions about your changing bodies, let me know. he apparently just listened to the holes episode.
Yeah. Dr. Mark wants to help examine our holes.
I didn't say it.
I did.
As to Ant-Man, specifically the first post-credit scene, I was initially on the Scarlet Centurion train, as to who that third person was. But I'm now leaning toward Iron Lad or a combination of the two, specifically after thinking more on what Ramatut said to him, alluding to wishing he could have been the one to kill the exile. What better reason to hate Kang the Conqueror than if he showed up on your planet, killed or otherwise harmed your friends on the Young Avengers, and compelled you to turn to evil in opposition to those friends? Not sure if that idea's been put out there yet. If so, it has a timey-wimey issue. It was actually me who thought of it first. Love, Mr. Dr. Mark. All right, Dr. Mark, okay. Thank you. we've discussed the idea that a Kang might be the one to do that. I don't think we've discussed, I think people have mentioned Iron Lad as a possibility for that character, but We have talked about the fact that, like, maybe there's a version of Kang that was Iron Lad that's going to be sort of like a, almost like an infiltrator into the Council of Kangs, you know?
Yeah.
Like trying to stop what's going on or whatever. But I don't know. We haven't gotten there yet.
No, it'll be interesting. There's a lot of different Kangs it could be, but I would think that we'd bring Iron Lad in sooner rather than later.
Yeah. It feels like they should, just given what they're doing. But Yeah. It's also like we keep talking about the Young Avengers, and I think we're getting there, but it's like, will they ever even call it the Young Avengers, or is it just going to be like, are we just going to see a team?
I don't need any Young Avengers. Just give me Avengers movies. I don't watch some kids running around.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Well, I doubt they're going to call it Young Avengers, but I could see a movie that mainly features, you know, those seven or eight people. And you're like, oh, we'll all probably call it Young Avengers, even if, you know, they don't.
I just like every other hero needs to get stuck somewhere and then there's no adults. And that's why they have to do a Young Avengers thing and go get them. Like, as other than that, what's going on? Where are the adults?
We talked about it prior to Ant-Man that might be kind of what's going on with Cassie, because like, I think maybe it was after, because it's the whole thing with like Scott being reluctant to help and stuff like that.
Right.
I thought maybe that Cassie was going to go find some friends and that would kick off the Young Avengers.
Yeah.
But then they just sort of resolve that issue really fast. And yeah, I don't know. Up next, we got Matt Salerno says, hello, just recently started listening to your show for about a month now, and I'm really enjoying it. Welcome, Matt. Welcome. From one Matt to another. you all have great banter, and your theories really get me hyped up for the future of the MCU. Biggest like I had about the movie was how Kang immediately demonstrated his power in front of Ant-Man. When MODOK spoke and Kang slammed him into the wall and told him not to speak while he was in the room, such a power move. MODOK is such a powerful, dangerous character, but compared to Kang, he tucked his tail and wasn't even worthy to speak in his presence. I also like how Kang didn't bother trying to befriend Ant-Man and show his true intentions by betraying him. Instead, he offered him a straightforward deal and forced Ant-Man to accept it unless he wanted to watch his daughter die. Biggest dislike I had was how Janet kept stalling on telling everyone what was going on. Yeah, it was obvious she was terrified and stressed how they had to get out of the quantum realm, but come on. Shit has hit the fan already, and an explanation is in order. But she refused, and everyone just went along with it. A couple times they tried demanding for an explanation, but Janet brushed off their demands and said, I'll explain later. I felt like everyone would have taken the situation a lot more serious if they knew what they were up against, rather than just go along without knowing what was going on. Moving forward, Kang was a badass, pretty much single-handedly held off the rebellion at the end until the Ant Army showed up. Not gonna lie, I kind of thought something like that would happen when I saw them traveling through the quantum tunnel in the beginning. if all the Kangs shown at the end of the movie have the same technology that the OG Kang had and decide to attack at the same time, they would dominate the Avengers and anyone else who dare oppose them. So, I'm assuming we're in store for some pretty powerful heroes making their appearance. Again, love y'all's show. Thank you for the ongoing entertainment. Cheers. he said cheers.
What? Cheers.
Sounds like it might be another Englishman. You got to send in your just teasing.
Vocal
send in
feedback.
Your voice. Yeah, we need those audio feedbacks for you know, for Ashley's purposes.
Just for me.
I do definitely like how powerful Kang was from the very beginning. I hadn't really thought about that, but him, you know, we don't know in the MCU how powerful MODOK is, so it didn't dawn on me, but like,
yeah, he's very powerful. I was trying to explain that to Ken because Ken just thought it was a big joke, you know, and I'm like, no, he's actually a problem.
Well, that's the thing, is like they don't really do a good job of showing that in this movie. Mm-mm. So like in the MCU, it doesn't seem like he is that big of a problem, but like knowing that from comics and knowing that from other media, like, yeah, it's a big deal when he just throws him against the wall. But I do wish they'd like, they kind of try to make it clear with like all the rebels are so scared of, MODOK.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's coming to kill us. Like they're very frightened. So I guess you're supposed to gather it from that, but it doesn't really resonate, I don't feel like.
And I think it's because it was Darren. If it wasn't Darren, maybe it would have been different. Like, you would have thought a little bit more threatening.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just see that big, goofy face.
Yeah.
And he's like, again, just like he was in Ant-Man with all that extra yelling.
Yeah. Matt also talks about how he likes how he doesn't try to hide his intentions, and he just tells Scott straight out what he was going to do. Yeah, I definitely thought it was going to go a different way from trailers and such, but I got to say, I do love a villain who's just like very upfront with his intentions.
All the cards on the table.
Yeah, just like, nope, I'm not deceptive at all. I'm just going to do this terrible thing to you, and you have no way of stopping me.
Exactly. I'm going to just kill your daughter right in front of your face. You want to stop me?
The only way to stop me is to do what I want. It's a baller move for sure.
Yep.
And we've talked about it a lot, but Janet's just not telling the truth. I'm with Matt here. I just think she just hides it so much. What's the deal? What's the deal, Janet? Damn it, Janet.
That's funny.
Thank you, Matt, for the feedback. Guys, we have a little bit of Ant-Man feedback still in the queue here, so we'll probably hit a couple of those next week, maybe. Who knows? Maybe Marvel will give us something so sweet to chew on this week.
Yeah, like a Loki trailer.
A Loki trailer, another Secret Invasion trailer, a secret. Either of those shows could drop any day. We just have no idea, you know?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm so ready.
I'm ready.
I'm having serious, like, Marvel withdrawals, and like, it's not even just the shows, it's like the shows, the announcements.
Well, that's why I'm glad we're doing what we're doing, because even talking through the feedback, like when that when they brought up Ultron, like, I can't wait till we get to these, because each movie that we watch in our rewatch of the Infinity Saga is just going to have me more excited to watch the next one. That's right. So it's like we forced ourselves to have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, we've mentioned it a bunch of times, but we just started today our rewatch of the Infinity Saga, and it's going to be dropping next Monday. So this is, I believe this one's dropping on a Tuesday. So next Monday we will have our first of the Infinity Saga. We watched Iron Man, and we're talking about it and how it relates to everything going forward, and kind of how we see it differently now. So join us in the feed for that. Hit that subscribe button if you just found the show for any reason. And go to patreon.com/mcucast if you are up for supporting the show. Means the world, really helps us out, and keeps the show running.
Be our business daddy.
Be our business daddy. Be our business daddy. Be our business daddy. Beauty and the Business Daddy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. And a special thanks to all of our subscribers at patreon.com/mcucast. You make this show possible. A big shout out to our brand new, first ever Illuminati tier patron, Walter Kreisky III. Thank you, sir. If you want to find all of our fine Stranded Panda podcasts, go to strandedpanda.com. And for a video version, check out youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you want to take part in our live streams, go to twitch.tv/strandedpandatv.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.